We spent some time, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, talking with some folks up in Chico, a radio station there called KPay, about the conditions with regard to the campfire victims and fire survivors. And we're looking forward to another conversation with him. Hopefully he'll check in with us in a few moments. But of course, right now, and it's just a couple of months after the campfire, then, we look toward the heavens and we think, oh my goodness, we here in Sonoma County are going to get a lot of rain. What about what happens up there? We know what the story is about sort of debris and things like that. And let's go right to Scott Michaels at KPay in Chico. Scott, good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Pat, good morning. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to at least give you some updates on what's happening.
Absolutely, and we will continue to do that. There's no expiration date on this part, Scott, as you know. What is the current situation? First of all, what's the weather forecast for this week for you?
Well, for the next week, there's going to be heavy rain and stuff, including the area of Paradise. So we're supposed to have about 5 days of rain coming starting today. So it's kind of been off and on since the fire about 2 months ago now. It's been just over 2 months that the fire destroyed Paradise. So now we're expecting another dose of heavy rain coming in. But
you're concerned
a little bit. I'm sorry?
Are you concerned about, the movement of debris during these rainstorms?
Well, there are some parts of the fire area that might have some erosion issues, but they're working very hard to make sure that those properties are taken care of with that. Now, with the cleanup process, it's probably we talked to the folks from operation or the Office of Emergency Services just last week, and also with the EPA. And the phase one, with the hazardous material cleanup is still in progress. It's probably over 50% done.
Okay.
So of the 14,000, they're probably at about 7,200 homes or properties that they've gone through and cleaned up. The weather slows them down a little bit,
sure,
they say, but they have crews, and they have more crews coming in now in January since the holidays and everything are done, to really step that up.
And I know that that at least for us, when the rains began in this area, there was so much attention paid to the water supply and to make sure that none of that debris got into any of the watersheds around the area. I'm sure there are a lot of wattles near Paradise. We didn't even know what a wattle was until a couple years ago.
And same thing, Pat.
Yeah.
we learn a lot with these. But the water, not so much with the debris flows and all that stuff and into the watershed, but they've had other issues with the water in the town of Paradise and surrounding through the Paradise Irrigation District with chemicals getting into the water system.
Yeah.
So benzene, because some of the system had plastic piping that melted during the fire, and some of those chemicals now have gotten into the water supply. So they have been for the last couple of weeks telling people to use bottled water for anything, whether it's brushing their teeth or bathing or whatever, to use bottled water and not use the water that's coming through their faucets.
This is the worst kind of deja vu, honest to goodness, Scott. It really is, because, of course, we went through so many of similar things. I'm curious about the population of Paradise. Is there any indication where they are these 2 months later?
Oh, they're pretty spread out. I'd say the majority are probably still right down the hill. Paradise sits in a kind of foothill community about 25 minutes just east of Chico. The majority are still in Chico. Some went south, like to the city of Oroville, but after talking to FEMA and other people, they're saying that a lot of them spread out just to be with family and friends in other areas around Northern California. So, but I'd say the majority are in Chico still. And, of course, that impacts the traffic and everything else here in Chico
that
city now is looking at.
Yeah, that's another concern for you right there in Chico. And is it possible to rebuild a town?
Well, that's all the folks there, all the longtime residents are hoping that they can get their town back. But we're hearing a lot too that people, we're hearing even reports, Pat, that Chico is now one of the hottest, if not the hottest, real estate market.
Oh, I bet.
And some of that is related, of course, directly related to campfire, because people aren't going to wait two, 3 years. We're hearing even the phase two cleanup could take over a year to get all the ash fields and stuff cleared of these properties so people could even start rebuilding. Could take up to a year. So people with families especially and others are saying, I can't wait. We need to get settled so that they, you know, the rental properties, forget about it. So as quick as homes are being built, they're being bought. And so I think they're going to see a population shrinkage for their town. We're anywhere from a third to maybe a half of the people aren't going back.
Wow.
So that's one of the issues that they're dealing with. But the town of Paradise says, we are rebuilding, we will be back. And they have opened up numerous businesses that were damaged, but not to the point where they couldn't reopen, right? So they've been cleaned and reopened. Those folks that didn't have the homes destroyed have been able to move back.
Are there enough of those people, though, Scott, to support those reopened businesses?
That's the question.
Yeah.
And we're not going to see impacts of that. I know people were, you know, kind of, we want to get back in there. We want to get these businesses reopened and such. But, you know, the little mom and pop coffee shop, are they going to have enough clientele to support? So that's one of the questions being kicked around. And of course, Paradise town manager and everybody is really keeping an eye on that. But it's great to have, you know, the local tire shop reopen. But
yeah,
if you don't have clientele,
it won't be open for long. That's right. That's right. And Scott, what about the resources needed by the fire survivors? And, you know, we understand that, you know, volunteerism and donations and things like that tend to drop off a little bit after the initial month or two. But where are you at in terms of having what you need to be able to take care of these folks?
Well, you know, the great thing is, Pat, that this community and other surrounding communities, even nationwide, and I'm sure you felt this in Santa Rosa too, really stepped up. And to the point where donations, they were saying that, you know, maybe a month into this, that the donations were doing well. And, you know, we have one shelter that's still open with probably 200 to 400 people still at the Red Cross shelter here at the local fairgrounds. But then that's a different story. They're trying to figure out how many of those are actually campfire survivors. So that's a different story. But with the others, I think the donations now have primarily turned to more monetary. And so, like, we have the North Valley Community Foundation, who's working with local organizations that are still directly helping campfire survivors. So what they'll do is they get the donations in, and then they'll make grants to these different organizations that are still helping with housing, clothing, you know, local gift cards, even for gas and food and stuff for folks that might be living still in an RV parked in a, you know, neighbor's yard or something.
So they've already started giving out some of that money that they've been able to get.
Oh yeah, they started almost right away once they got it established and the funds came in. I'm speaking for the North Valley Community Foundation, but they were able to start making those grants right away. In fact, they're making bigger grants even to help some of the local schools that have absorbed some of those kids into their schools even. So, yeah, that money's going out, and it has been. And again, it's helping, you know, anywhere from the church that might have been the needing assistance for that initial shelter location at a church. They were getting money for that. And so, yeah, we've seen that, but it's turned primarily, we've seen the donation centers with stuff, you know, the goods that were donated pretty much dwindling down. The Salvation Army even is kind of dwindling their major location that they had open,
mm-hmm.
Just as time's gone on. And they've seen the needs more as, you know, folks needing gift cards and gas cards and stuff like that to get around town and help that way.
Well, I know what an important part you play and your radio station, KPAY, plays in this whole equation, Scott. And I'm thrilled to talk to you again. And let's make it a little more consistent from here forward, okay?
Sounds good, Pat. And we'd love to have you on sometime with us as well to kind of tell us how Santa Rosa's been dealing with it now. I believe like a year and a half in for you folks.
Yeah, 15 months, babe.
Yeah, 15 months. Well, Pat, we'd love to invite you on sometime, too, to talk with us during our morning show, just to kind of get your viewpoint of how things go with the cleanup and all that, too. So
happy to do it anytime.
To join us.
Happy to do it, Scott. And thanks so much for being with us this morning. As always, hearts and prayers to you and yours.
And back at you too, Pat.
All right. That is Scott Michaels from KPE News radio station in Chico, who, of course, began broadcasting right after the campfire. And, you know, it's tempting. It's tempting for me, and I think for most of us, you know, to want to jump in to those kinds of conversations and say, yeah, but look, you know, once you get or words to that effect as we look at our situation, at least part of it, in the rearview mirror. But you can't do that. You just can't do that. You know, everybody's timing is just what it is. And 2 months into our situation, I don't think would have appreciated those kinds of comments or advice or whatever. So time will tell, but we will be in continual touch with the folks north of us in the Paradise area to see how they're recovery is coming along too.